Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where I am doing a solo interview of my thoughts in my brain regarding the awesome guest I had, Dr. Anna Garrett. And I'm going to probably dive a little personal into this one about me and my experience and why this relates. As you can, you know, hear on the podcast, she talks to and helps women who are menopause, perimenopause, hormone imbalance, which is extremely important. And I touched a little bit on the podcast interview about my journey of trying to figure out what that looks like for me. But I'm going to parallel this because the entrepreneurial journey is so very much like trying to find answers to specific symptoms or problems or issues that we run into on a daily basis. We're human. We are, you know, given these bodies when we are born, and we have a lot of things we don't know about them. And the science world does so good with trying to come up with answers. But then we have to be very vigilant and diligent in sourcing that information as far as what pertains to us in any given moment. We also have to be cautious of self-diagnosis or running down the Google rabbit hole, as we talked about in the interview, of what XYZ or ABC could be. And it isn't just for hormonally imbalanced women or, you know, the not knowing of such, or menopause or perimenopause. It is also about the entrepreneurial journey. And truth be told, I did not see a parallel in menopause or hormone imbalance to being an entrepreneur, but here we are. And that's the beauty of these interviews, is that it creates a lot of parallels in our mind. What I want to talk about most is the journey of discovery in the online space. So as an entrepreneur, you're going to do a lot of in real life sourcing of information. You're going to have conversations, but you're also going to dive into the online world. In the online world, it is just as noisy for entrepreneurs as it is for medical advice. And a lot of the same goes over and over, that because it's so noisy, it's hard to sift through to find the answers that we particularly need. What I want to encourage you to back up to is that we need to be instinctive about this. Instinctive, is that? I think that's a word. And feel free to comment and correct me if I'm incorrect, but I'll use intuitive. We need to be intuitive, and we really need to trust our gut, our, you know, intuition on if something seems right. But we also need to make sure that we put ourselves in check, that we aren't just trying to come up with a particular answer or a particular solution that is going to be our fix-all, because there are band-aids that we can slap on our business in the entrepreneurial space, and there are actual solutions. And I can tell you from the multiple interviews that I have done now at this point, the conversations I've had, the in-depth understanding of my entrepreneurial journey, and truly learning to step back and analyze it with no attachment to the outcome. So in doing that, I have learned and taught myself, and I teach it to clients, that you have to be able to know what is the right next step for your business. Even if it is not the step that you take, you need to know the right next direction for your business if you're going to analyze it through the lens of the online space. There are many awesome opportunities, many awesome programs, many awesome ways for you to learn, and everybody's got the opportunity to find something that completely resonates with them. But what you need to learn, what we need to be open-minded about, and what we really need to dive into is the fact that, again, it's not that bullseye. It's that little bit of the rings around it that kind of remove the ability to have an answer. So in your journey, when you go out there and you hire a coach, or you hire a specialist, or you buy that course, or you join that membership, or you have those conversations, realize and learn that it's not always the reason that you go into them that is going to be the outcome of what you needed to learn from that interaction or that experience or that next step. There is so much more that we have available to us. And if we learn to see it through that lens, then we're going to be that much more successful and we're going to be more in line with what we do as an entrepreneur and how we move forward in this world and the gifts that we have to bring to our future clients, our current clients, our community, our family, all of the pieces that we are actually connecting to and touching on a daily basis. So I encourage you, be encouraged inside your entrepreneurial journey because it is worthwhile. It is not easy, but it is so worthwhile. And my conversation with Dr. Anna Garrett was very instrumental in kind of seeing this funny parallel with the physical body and then the physical or hard to view shape that your business is taking, my business is taking. So what are those parallels? And do we give ourselves enough grace? And do we give ourselves enough opportunity to be open to what were we supposed to learn versus what did we want to learn and what did we need to learn versus what was supposed to be taught to us? And so in your journey, definitely check out if you're of the age range that Dr. Anna Garrett was saying. Please do check out her book. I find it fascinating that there's an ability to write, that somebody can write about something like that, but being passionate about it is going to take it to another level. But also, she's going to be qualified in her writing from her experiences. So I encourage you to check out her book. I also encourage you to reach out to her and have a conversation if you have questions and lean into, you know, finding answers, keep sourcing answers, keep putting one foot in front of the other and asking the questions. As always, do feel free to message me, have a conversation, continue the conversation in our free group. It's the FEM free group on Facebook. And also be open to making the connection because every one of my interviews that I do on this podcast, including myself, we all, as women entrepreneurs and as we are all on this journey, but as the ones that I've spoken to are all open to that connection, to that dialogue, to being a resource for you. So you're not alone. We are all in this together and let's lift each other up. As always, keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the FEM Nation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.